Welcome to our newsletter for the 12th of June 2026. We've had a good start back to school for term 6 with children getting back into their routines and continuing to work hard and achieve in all they do. With the excitement of our move to our new school building approaching, we've been exploring the theme of change, recognising the opportunities it brings and the way we can grow, adapt and flourish together as a community. Our worships on change will be continuing throughout this term to help pupils transition to their new schools for year 6 and to our new site for the remainder of the school. Weather. Over the last few weeks, the weather has been very unpredictable, with the sun shining one minute and it pouring with rain the next. Please do ensure your child has a waterproof coat in school, particularly if they're in year 3 or 4 and are going swimming, as we do not have enough coats to lend each child a coat when the weather turns. Food donations and food banks. Are you finding times a little hard at the moment? If you would like to support with providing food for the family, please do speak to a member of staff. We often have a number of tins, pasta jars and toiletry items that have been donated that we can give you. We are also able to make food bank referrals for the food banks in our area if you wish. Some previous reminders. Do you have any school reading books at home? If so, we would be grateful if you could return them to school over the coming weeks. We have a reading book return box available at the school gate each morning to make this as easy as possible. Brigade uniform supplier summer ordering deadlines. Today, Friday the 12th of June, is the last day to order from our uniform supplier Brigade to have your order delivered direct to school. For home delivery, before the new summer, the new September term, you must order by Friday the 17th of July. Gravesham Borough Council are holding football sessions for primary pupils on Mondays at Rosherville Park from 4:30 all through June and July. World Cup and attendance. The World Cup reminds us that every team member matters, and the same is true here at school. Every day counts, and being in school regularly helps us learn, grow and enjoy all the opportunities around us. We recognise that children may want to stay up late to watch the games on TV. However, attendance in school is still vitally important, and absence due to tiredness will not be authorised. If a pupil has 10 sessions of absence over a 10-week period, this can be referred for a fixed penalty notice. Therefore, we will be holding some World Cup attendance incentives throughout the tournament to help children to be in school on time, so don't miss out. For example, the day after your country's team has played, you are allowed to come into school wearing football or sports kit. The day after England have played, all pupils will be allowed to wear their sports kit and will be watching the highlights in classrooms at 8:30 a.m. Classes with the best attendance during the World Cup will receive a treat at the end of term. We will be explaining these incentives to the children on Monday in worship. Congratulations to Morpurgo class for having the highest attendance this week with 97%. That's a fantastic achievement, Morpurgo. Well done. Our Term 6 activities and our PE days remain the same, along with swimming on Thursdays for Year 3 and 4 still. And dates for your diary, Tuesday the 16th of June, Kent Fire and Rescue sessions for all pupils. Thursday the 18th of June is our first of our World Cup attendance wear sports kit for all pupils. And the same for Wednesday the 24th of June. Friday the 26th of June is Year 6 trip to the Natural History Museum. And Monday the 29th of June, PTA Crazy Clothes Day. On Tuesday the 30th of June, our new site information coffee afternoon for Year 3 to 4 at 2:30 p.m. Thursday the 1st of July, we have our Teddy Bears picnic for our new reception starters in September at 2 p.m. On the 2nd of July, new site information coffee afternoon for Year R to Year 2 at 2:30. And also on the 2nd of July, it's a Year 6 transition day for secondary school, along with Friday the 3rd of July, also a Year 6 transition day for secondary school. On Friday the 3rd of July, we'll also be holding a PTA tuck shop after school that day. On Monday the 6th of July, it's a staff development day, so there's no school for pupils. Tuesday the 7th of July, new site information coffee morning for Year R to Year 2 at 9 a.m. And it's also our enterprise day. Thursday the 9th of July, we've got our end of year discos. And on the 10th of July, it's Sports Day, and end of year reports will be sent to parents. We've also got a new site, Coffee Morning, for years 3 to 5 at 9 a.m. on Friday the 10th. Monday the 13th of July, year 6 leavers service at Rochester Cathedral. And on the 14th of July, Aspirations Day and year 5 and 6 Trust Athletics Tournament. Wednesday the 15th of July, we've got our open afternoon for all parents and carers at 2:30 p.m. And Thursday the 16th of July, our Year 6 production to parents at 2 p.m. On the 17th of July, it's our Year 6 Leavers Day and our final day at Rushville London Road, with a Year 6 Leavers service at St Mark's Church at 9:30 in the morning, and then a barbecue on the field from 11 a.m. We have a whole school farewell picnic on the field at 1 p.m. and we finish for the day at 2:30 p.m. There'll be no after school provision on that day. I hope you have an enjoyable weekend. Best wishes, Mrs. Martin.